Patricia Wells began by writing about eating as a restaurant critic for the International Herald Tribune. Then she began writing books about eating in Paris, then in all of France, then in small informal restaurants, bistros in France, trattorias in Italy, and started to include recipes. Her latest book is about home cooking, as Patricia Wells practices it in her home in southern France. Her newest book is called Patricia Wells at Home in Provence. She joins us from our New York studio. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Now, this is home cooking of a high order, but for the most part, it did not seem to me to be particularly elaborate or difficult.
Well, my philosophy of food is find the best and the freshest ingredients you can and do the least with the ingredients. By that, I mean retain the character of every ingredient. Make sure that the eggplant tastes like eggplant, not like zucchini. And I think one of my criticisms of so much restaurant food that I see often is that ingredients are put together that were never meant to be on the same plate at the same time. And I think that if we just make a little bit of an effort to, say, buy your zucchini and cook it that day rather than buying fresh zucchini and let it sort of rot in the back of the refrigerator for 4 days, you'll see a difference in the taste of your food.
I want to start with salads, speaking of things
sure.
that are fresh. Two that sounded especially interesting to me were the All-Star Herb Salad and
right.
the Cheesemaker Salad. Now, that
right.
one uses heavy cream as a dressing.
Yes. Well, it's actually a recipe I got in the Auvergne, where the cheesemakers would, you know, they didn't have olive oil. They had cream. And actually, I don't know if you've ever had a salad like this, but it's a fairly common salad to see in the countryside in France. And basically, you use a soft lettuce, not a harder lettuce like an endive, or use like a butter crunch sort of lettuce. And you make a dressing of vinegar and cream and a little bit of shallot. And it's absolutely delicious.
And then the other one, the herb salad, you say this is something that you should serve a really small amount of.
Exactly. Basically, it started out, I first saw these salads in some of the grand restaurants in Paris, where, for instance, they would just serve, I called it a tarragon tangle. It was the chef, Alain Fassard, was serving this almost on grilled toast, and he would just sort of layer it like an open-faced sandwich, a bunch of tarragon dressed with the vinaigrette. And then later I saw other chefs combining lots and lots of herbs that way. And so this is what I do at home often. I'll take, say, tarragon and a little bit of basil, maybe some fresh dill, snip dill, chives. You don't want to put too much of very pungent herbs like rosemary, just a little bit of that, a little bit of sage. You can put mint in that. We never think of putting mint in a salad. And use only the leaves, not the stems. And you can use the scissors to chop them up fairly finely and then toss them with the vinaigrette, and you have just a few mouthfuls as a very pungent salad to go with either chicken or roast fish. Or you can just do a single salad. For instance, if you're doing lamb, you might want to just do a little mint salad to go alongside.
You make a special tribute to vegetables in this book, and even though it's near the end of the season, I was very attracted to the recipe for things labeled Provençal roast tomatoes.
Oh, it's one of my favorite recipes, and I probably make it about once a week. It's crazy. But it's a recipe I actually learned in the kitchens at Joël Robuchon when I was writing Simply French. And what you do is just cut your tomatoes in half and sear them, cut side down, in a very, very hot pan with a little bit of oil. It's sort of messy. Even if you use a little bit of oil, it's still with all that liquid, and it gets hot, and it sort of spurts all over the place. And then you just turn them cut side up in a gratin dish. And you can deglaze the pan with a little bit of vinegar or spicy vinegar and pour all of that liquid over the top of the tomatoes and sprinkle them with just a few chopped herbs and put them in the oven for almost as long as you want. Sometimes you can just forget them if you want them really cooked almost to a confit kind of
to like a little
consistency.
Sort of paste.
Very, exactly. Or just 10 or 15 minutes just to warm them up, and they're very fresh tasting. It's very versatile. And if you have any leftovers, they're great to chop up and, like, say, put on pizzas or whatever.
Another one that sounded good was carrots provençal. I wondered if that might make a different kind of Thanksgiving side dish, one that was
actually,
not
that
sweet.
That is one of our Thanksgiving dishes. And it's basically carrots that are sliced on the diagonal, and they're sautéed in olive oil until they're soft, and then you add chopped black olives to them.
And that's all there is to it?
That's it. And it's amazing. And I have to tell you the truth, cooked carrots are not my favorite thing, but I love this dish.
Most of the main course dishes are roasted or baked, often with garlic and lots of herbs. They all sounded wonderful. You could almost smell them, but I'm moving straight on to dessert, unless you want to pick one out.
Well, I just want to say something about whole roasting and whole cooking. In fact, I call it sort of my whole foods book, and that I really encourage people to more and more cook everything they can whole. Roast your fish whole, roast your chicken whole, roast a whole leg of lamb. Cooking things on the bone gives more flavor, it's more economical, and also it feeds more people, and it's much more delicious than using, you know, sliced meats or fillets of fish. You get much more flavor and much more value. So we can go to desserts.
And much more leftovers. All right. Desserts. Now, you reveal the secrets of those fabulous-looking tarts that we see in shop windows and French bakeries, those circles of fruit in fluted crusts with cream under the fruit, and it turns out this is not hard to do.
Oh, no. In fact, my favorite recipe is actually an apricot tart, and it's made with a very simple crust. It's what I call a pat-in-the-pan crust, so there's no rolling out, no breaking. It's very, very simple. You pre-bake the crust, and this is one thing I always have to kind of warn Americans, because we have a tendency to under-bake our pastries, and then you're served a slice of pie or a tart, and the tart portion is delicious, except the pastry is always undercooked. So really be careful to brown your pastries first and then finish off the cooking. So we have this pat-in-the-pan crust, pre-baked a little bit, and then you just make a very, very simple cream and eggs and lots of vanilla extract. And you simply, I like to do it with figs or with apricots or peaches. You can use a mix of fruits. And always bake them cut side up, so that the heat sort of makes, again, a confit. I'm kind of overusing that word today, but they don't dry out, but also does not make the crust soggy.
So you just arrange all the fruit in those beautiful concentric circles, and then you pour this custardy cream stuff over the top?
Exactly. Exactly.
Bake it.
Or you can do it vice versa. You can put the cream on and then put the fruit on top of it if you like. So I vary it. It sort of depends on the fruit. But this way, all the juices are reduced and intensified, and they're not dripping down into the pastry to make it soggy.
And if you have one of those pans where you can poke the bottom out and the
exactly,
little ring
falls
off.
Exactly, that's what I like to use.
Then everybody thinks that you must have bought it because it's so gorgeous.
Exactly. They'll say, "You made that?"
Patricia Wells' book is called Patricia Wells at Home in Provence, Recipes Inspired by Her Farmhouse in France.